possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with Evan Jenkins, and it's time to do our pre-NBA draft podcast. If you have listened to this before, it's all about draft prospects in the future on Bustin' Balls. And the reason we got the name is just it's a cool name, and Evan liked it. So that's why we're here. And, you know, the NBA draft is a bit confusing. There's all kinds of, like, goofy, and I think they're goofy, you know, like trade scenarios. Oh, they're going to get Zion Williamson. You know, I mean, it's made for a lot of good talk radio, I suppose, man. Tons of phone calls. I know I've gotten them on the shows that I've done. But assuming the Pistons stay at five, what are they going to do? Obviously, there's three top prospects that we've talked about before. Evan, we know him hook, line, and sinker. Victor Wembanyama, no longer any problem pronouncing his name. I mean, we've all figured that one out. He's going to go number one. And then it's whether it's going to be Scoot Henderson or whether it's going to be Brandon Miller. Henderson from the G League. And Brandon Miller was the best college basketball player in the country at Alabama this year. With a little bit of an off-the-court issue. But, you know, certainly a very, very gifted player and clearly the best college player in the country this year. The Pistons didn't get their lottery luck. They ended up with the worst pick they could possibly get, five. So where do they go from here? And my thoughts on it, the player that I like isn't the one that people are projecting at five, but I think he's the guy that they should take. Now, whether they're going to do that or not, I don't know. But I really like Taylor Hendricks from Central Florida, UCF, because of his ability to actually be better in the future than what he is now in terms of his skill set combined with his physical maturity. And I think he's vastly underrated. And I think he's somebody that actually can protect the rim a little bit and has some defensive upside. He's a stretch forward, I guess, would be the way to describe him. And he would fit best with what they need on their team long term. And to me, he's the best combination of skill and athleticism. Evan, most of the mock drafts don't have Taylor Hendricks there. But I think there's a possibility that when all is said and done, he's going to have a name that's there. Now, Cam Whitmore is the consensus pick there from Villanova. He's kind of one of those man-child, man. You know, he's big and strong, NBA body, not the skill yet. So there's still room to grow for him, definitely. Again, he's another stretch forward, shooting guard, however you want to describe it, perimeter, but can go inside. Very explosive athlete. And, of course, you got the Thompson twins who confuse everybody. It sounds like Evan, I loved MTV when I was a kid. And well, I wasn't really a kid. I was an adult, but I used to watch it all the time. And they used to be on with all those videos. And I remember the Thompson twins, the British band. So whenever I hear the Thompson twins, I laugh. But it's Amen and Assure Thompson. Assure Thompson was the MVP of that league. And whatever that league is, man, it's very hard to describe. It's the Overtime Elite League. It's an in-house league in Atlanta developed to develop professional players. And they signed their contract. They went pro. They spent 2 years there. Assure was actually the MVP of the league and you know, got all the honors. But Amen is the better prospect because he's an extraordinarily explosive athlete. His brother's more of a perimeter player, but they look exactly alike. So I'm really having trouble gauging them, where they're playing and who they're playing against. And, you know, where Scoot Henderson, you know, he's a young kid playing against men, and it was extraordinary. Brandon Miller, we all saw him play. Wembanyama's playing in an elite European league, and these two are playing in a league that it looks like you're watching open gym, you know, on a Thursday night or something when you tune into it.
Yeah.
And it's a nice facility. It's set up well. It's a developmental thing. They got nice courts there. The games aren't that well attended, but, you know, it's a nice facility and it looks good, but it's like watching a summer league game, you know, the same type of atmosphere. And the players, there's a few elite players that are in that league, but for the most part, it's really hard to know what the Thompson twins are. So I think that's what you're talking about when it comes down to the confusion at five, right?
Yeah. I mean, so I like what you were saying right off the rip when talking about Taylor Hendricks, because that is like the one type of player right now as the Pistons currently stand that they don't have, that long wing player. He's not Isaiah Stewart. I would say, you know,
no, different.
You know, the kid from Houston, Jairus Walker.
Jairus Walker, I didn't mention him. That's my bad. He's definitely in the mix. And
he reminds me of like an Isaiah Stewart, right? So I look at Hendricks and I'm like, you know what? At 6'9", I think he's almost 6'10", 200 pounds, the kid, he can really stretch the floor. That's what they don't have. And I'm glad that you brought up Overtime Elite with the Thompson kids, because think about it. If you and I were to want to watch these games, they're buried on NBA TV at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a weekday. So right. It's very hard to watch these games. And I think this is really the first NBA draft where prospects are kind of tough to gather because of that Overtime Elite. Like in years past, like guys like Jarrett Jack and Amir Johnson were playing on these teams trying to mentor these kids. And that was great. But man, can this team really take on another young player that doesn't really have the experience, you know, playing up against men? And you look at these college kids that have a little bit more experience with the upper echelon, but the top kids are still going to this Overtime Elite. So it's like, where do you stand, Pat, if you were going to have to draft between a college kid and an Overtime Elite kid? Like, are you just as confused? I wonder how like NBA GMs and scouts view these kids compared to college kids. You know what I mean? Because they're not playing a full schedule.
Well,
they're
think the Thompson twins, this league has only been in operation for a couple years.
Yeah.
It's well under the radar. It's not talked about at all. And what I've noticed about this, just in hearing people discuss this upcoming draft, you know, once they get to the three guys and they love to talk about them because we all know about them.
Correct.
And then it gets to the next guys. And, oh, by the way, the Thompson twins. And yeah, then they're pigeonholed into one's a little bit better athlete, which he is. He's extraordinary. I mean, this dude, when he throws down dunks, the rim definitely bends back, okay? And the other kid is, you know, he's pretty good. And it's Amen and Assure Thompson. Amen is the one that's considered the better pro prospect. The more refined player, from what I can tell, is Assure Thompson. But, you know, they look exactly alike. Okay, so it's really weird. They are identical.
Oh, they are identical, yes.
Okay, so it's very confusing, you know, when it comes down to it. And my thought process on it is exactly what you're saying. Now, you know, I'm enough of a geek that I tape the, you know, the games and have watched them play full games. And to be honest with you, if I compare him to Brandon Miller, who's up against SEC competition, and against some really tough players week after week, and some of them who aren't going to be NBA players, but they're older than him and stronger than him, and they come at him, and there's all kinds of people at the game and all kinds of attention and pressure. Comparing that to watching what looks like a version of Open Gym,
yeah,
you know, is very difficult to gauge. I mean, because there are factors that come in there that involve pressure. How much pressure is it, you know, to win the overtime elite league? And, you know, conversely, the player that I think, you know, is very much going to be, he's going to be a great player is Scoot Henderson.
Mm-hmm.
And Scoot is, the reason I say that is because in a league where there are men, many who played in the NBA, you can see this mid-range game, you can see this athleticism that just stands out, and you can see how he's going to do. So, looking at, and then the college kid, Jairus Walker, for example, he played a role. He was on a real good team with a lot of experience, and he played a role. The ball didn't go through him. It went through Sasser and some others.
Yep.
You know, but that team was very good defensively, and he was a big part of that. That's why they were so good. It wasn't their offensive explosiveness and all that. What I don't like about him, and this is just a theory that I have, and sometimes you're right, sometimes you're wrong, but Evan, it's like when you got somebody who, like you were going to Chippewa Valley High School, you probably had some kid in middle school that was a really good basketball player, and by the time you got to high school, you know, he was the ninth man on the team or didn't.
Oh yeah,
even know.
Everybody caught up.
Yeah, everybody catches up, and you have that, and there's a bit of that with Whitmore. Athletically, I mean, is he going to be a better athlete? Is he going to get stronger? It's the same with Walker. Is he going to get better athlete? Is he going to get stronger? Now, they both can work on their game, and they're both pretty dedicated players and played at winning programs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you juxtapose that with somebody like Hendricks, and the reason I bring him up, he played in a big-time high school program. When he was younger, he was on Scotty Barnes' team. And I think he played with Jed Howard. You know, is when he was a freshman, then he transferred over. So he played with some big time players coming up, even at the high school level, mm-hmm. let alone summer. And then, you know, he went to UCF and was under the radar. But if you watch that team, that's an exceptional player. And what I like about him is he has timing at the rim. He can block shots. He can play defense, and he's going to get bigger and stronger. You know, when you look at these players, what are they going to be like at 22, 23? Not necessarily what they are now. And the Thompson twins are 20. Okay, so they're a year ahead. They had 1 year basically out because they were high school players, went into that league, and then had two years there. It's a little bit different, you know, with the trajectory of those guys. That's why I feel like it. And I agree with you. It's very confusing at five. Very confusing. You know,
yeah, but I almost wish, Pat, that they were drafting at like 10 or 11 because there's a player in that range that I absolutely love. And that's Grady Dick out of Kansas.
Right. I agree with you.
Such a Christian Braun type deal. Like what he did for the Denver Nuggets, right? Coming into his own. I feel like that kid is going to be really good in the NBA on a team that will let him just do his thing. But you can't draft that kid at five. And that's where, you know, but and maybe that's just based off of mock drafts. And if we learned anything from like the NFL, mock drafts don't mean anything, right?
Well, so, why couldn't you draft Grady Dick at five?
I'm only saying that based off of what the experts are saying, right? So
right, exactly. So that's a great point, because Grady Dick, of all the players that are out there, he is somebody that you know, can shoot the ball, mm-hmm. and he's athletic. You know, and some he's got some length. He played at a big time program. How many big shots did he hit this year? You know, under pressure, it was a lot. And so I like Grady Dick a lot as a player. I think he's a terrific player. And if the Pistons took him at five, a lot of people would do that. And again, and I've talked about this quite a bit with you. When it comes down to these players, there's a tendency, and I understand it. I'm not accusing anybody of anything or, you know, whatever. I'm not trying to be, you know, holier than thou. But there's a tendency to pigeonhole players and stereotype them. Christian Braun's a very different player than Grady Dick. I mean, they both can shoot a little bit, but they're white guys from Kansas, right, who are productive and people notice them. But they're different players. But I think there's a possibility he could be a very effective player like Christian Braun in the right situation. And certainly, Evan, it does fit what the Pistons need. They need 3-point shoot, but their biggest problem is defense, you know, and, you know, they lack a grit defensively and they lack protection, you know, of the rim. You know, Durin hasn't quite gotten to the point where he's a shot blocker yet that he's going to be. And this kid, I think, will help them defensively on the perimeter a little bit if they were to take Hendricks. You know, Whitmore, he would help him too that way because he's athletic. You know, theoretically, you know, he should be able to get in somebody's face and that type of, and certainly Walker defense is a strength for him.
You're right.
And
he's the one that I don't want, to be honest with you, Pat.
I agree. But it might be, Evan, again, we saw him play a lot.
We did.
Mean, I know you watch college basketball. Houston was a fascinating team this year. And he was on a veteran team in which he was expected to be a certain role. So we may not have seen his skill set to all the different abilities that he has because he wasn't in a league, you know, like that overtime elite where he could freelance a little bit, you know, that type of thing.
No, he played on a very structured team.
Very structured college basketball team with a veteran coach who, you know, he knew how to put everything.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Everything together, that's why that team was so successful. Calvin Sampson, you know, for whatever, he's a really good coach.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And I just hope, like, I just wonder with Monty Williams coming in, and the big talk was that they all work on the same page, him, Tom Gorse, and Troy Weaver. My whole thing has been with Troy Weaver is that he takes these players that were pretty good in college, and what, five out of the first six first-round picks that Troy Weaver's had have made all rookie teams, but the problem has been I don't think that they have, like, gone from step A to step B in that second year. And that's why we have found ourselves in the position that we are now. I just hope that they see eye to eye and they want the same player to identify for the team. I was thinking about this on the way in to work this morning, Pat, and I was wondering who has a better feel for an NBA team, the NBA coach or the NBA GM? I would almost say the coach does, saying, I need this for my team, this, that, and the other thing, to where the GM sees it from a different vantage point. So that's why I just hope that they are 100% lockstep on who they want to take.
Well, that's a great point. And it's not one that, you know, it doesn't make absolute perfect sense. They have a new coach who's done a good job with younger players before. He was Anthony Davis's original coach in New Orleans. Certainly he helped Booker's development. I know he had a falling out with Ayton at the end, it appeared, reportedly. But he coached him, and he was a player for him. Cam Johnson, he had some other players that he helped bring along.
Oh, yeah, Mikal Bridges. I mean,
yeah, Mikal Bridges, you know, very good defensive player, fundamental player, and players of different type of talent levels and different skills, not just, hey, you know, sure, what, he's good with big men or he's good with this and that. And he's an experienced coach. He's played in the league, coached in the league. He's got every element that you want in a coach, whether you're developing a team. The thing with Casey is Casey didn't bargain for what he got. You know, when he came in, they were trying to win. And, right, you know, and he ended up as, hey, you got to be a developmental coach. And then they did a lot of things with their team that made it appear like, hey, you know what, they wouldn't mind getting that first overall pick, and I don't blame them. You know, with Wembanyama,
I think every team in the NBA wanted that pick.
Yeah, so they ended up looking a lot worse, and actually, maybe it was by the end of last year.
Sure,
you know, a lot of players didn't play when I think they probably could have played. So, and I don't know, you know, all the talk about the trading the fifth pick, it does have value if you pick the right guy, and there's going to be a great player that comes out of the group of players that we just talked about, the Thompson 100%. Twins. You know, Taylor Hendricks, Walker, Cam Whitmore. You know, somebody's going to be great there. Also, I don't think they're in a position where they can waste that, you know, top pick of the second round. I think it's going to be a very important pick for them, and it's going to be interesting to see how they do with that. My thoughts on that, the players that I like there, if you're going for a younger guy that has an upside, the player that I would look at is a kid named G.G. Jackson, from South Carolina. He's a player that I like a lot. Bigger guy, has a lot of athleticism, Young, kind of in the Jalen Duren type of category. Although
yeah, he's one of the youngest. He won't be 19, I believe, until after the season even tips off.
Yeah, and he's what I like about him more than anything else is I think he's got the ability to ultimately be a very good defender. You know, he's a kid who came out of high school a year early. You know, he reclassified and did all that. And, you know, is anxious to get into the draft rather than go play in, you know, the G League on the, you know, the elite team or to go into the overtime elite league. But it's actually, I think it's, well, I get it confused with the overtime elite and the team that's in the just select team or whatever it is where they have the younger players that,
right,
you know, the kids that come out like, Scoot Henderson play on. So, but to me, that's a guy I'd look at. And if there was a veteran player that I like, a college player that I don't think has hit his peak yet, is Jalen Wilson from Kansas. Bigger guard, probably could defend. But if you watch that team, every once in a while, he'd get hot. And when he'd get hot, he's somebody that could carry the team a little bit. And he has a great deal of size for a wing player. I like him a lot in that spot if they're going to do that. And also Keontae Johnson, a little bit older player. But, again, another wing and somebody that was a highly productive college player who just kept getting better and better. Mm-hmm. And if you look at that Kansas State team, it was vastly underrated. So those would be the guys that I would look at. And the reason I would say on G.G. Jackson, I'm high on him, is I don't think the Pistons, they're going to have to get veteran talent, okay? They're going to have to get a dog in there, all right? And I've talked about this quite a bit, and, you know, all this stuff about Zion Williamson, really, man, it's enough. What do you think of that? I haven't talked to you about that. What do you think of that?
I think he's going to be 23 this year, and it fits in exactly what Troy Weaver's tried to do. Just this would have been, you know, Troy Weaver, since he's been with the Pistons, has tried to take these projects that haven't exactly panned out, like a Marvin right. Bagley, who had been.
Oh, he's had all kinds of them.
Dennis yeah, Smith, Josh Jr. Jackson, Dennis Smith Jr. I think this guy is right in what Troy Weaver likes to do or is trying to do, and I think he looks at it as it's very attractive. I just don't know if they want that traveling circus that's going to come along with it. And
well, okay.
if all of that baggage wasn't there, I mean, like with the baby mama drama and does he want to play, does he not want to play, I would do it in a heartbeat because I think he has so much upside. The craziest thing to me about it, Pat, is Cade Cunningham in his first two seasons played less games than Zion did in his first two seasons. So maybe that's also a reason why you don't want to do it, because you already have a player that's kind of like him where you don't know what you're going to get from a health standpoint. But I think if the deal was right, if it's literally what Brian Windhorst put out there, a five Bogdanovich and Isaiah Stewart, I would do it yesterday. Having said that, I don't think that that's a viable thing. I think New Orleans has too much invested in him, and from I don't know if desperate team is the right way to put it, but I think a team that really wanted him would give up way more than that.
Yeah, I look at it differently because of his contract. I mean,
it's huge.
You're committing to him through 2028, and what's he going to be like in 2028? And are you going to get 80 games out of him? You'd be lucky to get 60, right? That would be a lot of the people that talk about him, you know, they're complaining constantly about load management. This is going to be your poster kid for load management. I mean, they're constantly going to not be playing them in games. The other thing is, I think they need experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need somebody that can come in. So to me, it's not a practical solution. Now, to me, the practical thing would be, and I've said this before and I've written about it and I know you talked about it, but I would be targeting John Collins. That's exactly who I would target. He's perfect.
I mean, I love his game. I love it.
You know, he's kind of lost in the shuffle there. Murray's come on and scored more. Trey Young, there's a circus there that's kind of odd to explain with Trey Young. And his production's fallen a little bit, but not his ability. He shoots up 55% as a career. He's been over 35%, as high as 40, I believe, in one season or two, as a three-point shooter. And he is a dog, man. He's 25 years old, and they need a kind of a young veteran leadership. His contract's $21 million for the next couple years.
And then in an NBA term, that's nothing.
And you can make a determination on whether you want to keep him after that. And if they gave up the five, it wouldn't bother me at all. I think he's a much more viable option than the all or nothing that comes with the Zion Williamson, for example. So
right.
I know it's not as big a name, but if you follow the league and especially watch the Pistons play against Atlanta, because he's had a few dunkathons against the Pistons in which walked right over their face.
No, he's one hell of a player. I guess, Pat, I just want to see the team get better. We haven't seen that over the last couple of years. And one guy in the second round, I don't know if he's going to be there, but I really like his game, is Bryce Sensabaugh from Ohio State.
He could be there.
He's a young, bigger guard. He's 6'6", 6'7". He's just a big dude. That's a guy I would like to see them take a look at in the draft. I don't know if he's going to be there that early. He might go at the end of the first round. Pat, what do you think is going to happen with Amani Bates? I got it.
Well, he had a bad combine.
Yeah.
He had a 32-inch vertical jump. And, all the things. Look, Amani Bates, Zion Williamson, these players. Amani Bates is the same player he was when he was a freshman at Ypsilanti Lincoln. Yeah. He hasn't gotten any better. Zion Williamson. I've seen that over and over with players. James Young, remember the kid from he went to Rochester High School. Before that, he went to Troy. Yeah, I mean, he never got any better. Sometimes their development doesn't happen, and I think there's a concern with Amani Bates that way. Where has his game gotten better? So he's not overly athletic at this point. Okay, for the competition that he's facing. He wasn't overly productive as a college player. The reason he's got such a famous name is because when he was 14 years old, he was as good as any player in the state had ever been at that age.
Yep.
I see him going in the draft probably like 45 to up. I think somebody will draft him later, but I don't think anybody's going to put a lot of eggs in his basket based on his background. He's had the ultimate who has a school name, basically starts their own school for their basketball program.
like LeBron James post his high school, but yeah, it was if that kid would have stayed in public school and had to compete like that, I think it would have done him so many favors.
I'm not trying to be too harsh on parents and everything when they get something along those lines where they got a great athlete and they're trying to figure out different things. And in some cases, certainly they help their kid move along. So,
like Jared Jackson's dad.
Yeah, when you have motivation and things, but that was just
crazy.
And so I'm not big on Amani Bates. I mean, you think Izzo's like, oh my gosh, I didn't get Amani Bates?
No, I think he every night before he goes to bed thanks whoever that he got Jaden Akins instead of him, because those two were on the same team. Jaden Akins ended up getting kicked off, and Jaden Akins is now going to be a three-year player at Michigan State and probably do big things for him this year. So
I think he's
counting his blessings. But Pat, I do want to ask one more question about the local kids. Who's going to get drafted first? I think I know the answer. Kobe Bufkin or Jet Howard?
Bufkin's going to go first.
Okay, I agree.
He might even sneak into the lottery. Jet Howard, I think, will drop down. Bufkin came on at the end of last year.
Crazy, right? He really, really improved. From the time when he first stepped foot in Ann Arbor, he looked like a 12-year-old. And then what we saw at the end of last year, I'm like, okay, I was wrong. The kid's going to be a good NBA player.
Yeah, so was I. I remember being on SportsWorks and saying something like, yeah, we're Kobe Bufkin, and then the next thing I know, the next five games or whatever.
Yeah, confidence, yeah.
I said a stupid thing.
Yeah, well, we all make mistakes, right?
Yeah, it's like something that,
I thought Hunter Dickinson was going to be a top five NBA pick, so I couldn't be more wrong.
Well, that Hunter Dickinson's so huge that, he may do all right, but it'll be more along the lines of Frank the Tank than, somebody who's going to play well. The other thing I mentioned on that G.G. Jackson thing.
Yeah.
the Pistons do, and I know it went all sideways with Rob Murphy, but they have a real good setup with their G League right across the street.
Yes, they do.
So they can develop players. They should take advantage of doing things the right way that way. You didn't see much of it this year, but you did the year before with Livers and some other players that developed. So I think that's another direction that they have.
That's a great point. A lot of teams don't have their G League affiliate 4 minutes from where they play. So I think that is a big, big benefit that you can sit there and watch their practices and really be able to.
Well, you can move them back and forth, yeah. You know. And so
drive from Grand Rapids back to Detroit.
And you can what you can do is develop younger players. Now, like took Garza, who wasn't going to play in the league, really, and he kind of, you know, don't take guys like that necessarily.
I agree.
Take guys that could develop and use that as like a minor league system. I think that's important that they do it. I like that they have that set up, but they have to use it right. And that's an important factor because there's a lot of players that were in the G League and they didn't look like they were going to be that good. It turned out to be good. The classic example to me is Jordan Poole.
So I couldn't have been more wrong on him either. I didn't think he would ever play major minutes on an NBA team, and I couldn't have been any more wrong because, boy, he really did.
So when they get Draymond Green in there and they sign your guy, man, he's gonna whip everybody into shape.
You know what? If this was maybe 2 or 3 years down the road and the team was starting to come together, I would say I would be all for it. Not for this team. This team's too young. I don't think he could really help this team win more games being who he is. I mean, you know, he's an instigator that's a 10-6-6 guy. You know what I mean? That's not a guy you want to pay $30 million a year to right now.
He doesn't score 10 points a game, Evan. It's more like 7. But
7-6-6. But you get my point. That's not a guy you want to – you pay for him for veteran leadership, and I also think he's going to stay with Golden State too. So I think it's a moot point.
Yeah, but anyway, enjoyed the conversation. We'll be doing one on the hockey draft coming up next week. Baseball draft, we'll be doing that as well. The College World Series is going on. We have posted on even a 2024 NFL draft podcast up here. The name of the podcast, of course, Bustin' Balls. Like us on the Apple iTunes Store and subscribe. Subscribe at the Google Play Store. You can check us out on Odyssey.com. It's the King of the KFC for Evan on Twitter, Pat Caputo 98 on Twitter for me. And we do these throughout the year, and we get into a deep dive. This was a much deeper dive than what you usually get, a much more honest conversation about the draft. And you know, we do our homework and you know, appreciate it. And we don't always just give you the standard opinion of the draft gurus, okay? And appreciate you listening today. And we'll talk to you next time.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.